call this a wooden frame, you know, that carpenters use a lot. They can take a couple of them and make a temporary table if they wanted to.
Oh. Well.
It's kind of shaped like that.
Oh, yeah. That's what you call a sawhorse.
Yes, sir.
Sawhorse.
I see.
Yeah.
Was there anything kind of like that that you could use as a brace for a log if you were going to saw it off? Just put it, it's kind of shaped like an X, and you could put the log right in the middle and saw off the end of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's called what would I hardly call that unless we call it a stop.
Stop.
Got two stops down the X sign.
Yes, sir.
Put that in there. You'd have your place to saw.
You ever heard people call that a wood rack or saw buck or something like that?
No, I have a wood rack out there. But it's the same, it's on the same style, but there's three of them together. Three of these together, you see. And I saw in the most end length of the wood. And I got it in, it's built in a rack. It's a rack, wood rack.
Got three of those X-shaped things.
Yeah, it's got three of them. And it's what you call a wood rack, I do.
Yes, sir. I see.
And that's what you showed me when that represents a sawhorse.
Okay.
Made a lumber.
So you, when you get up in the morning on your hair, you might use either a comb or a
brush. Yeah, comb or brush.
And if you're using a brush, you say you've got to
brush your hair.
Do you ever use a straight razor to shave with?
Oh, yeah. You have to be so careful with it, though. Put a food with them up.
Kind of carve up your face.
My father used them all together. And but in the older days though, I had to take the shaving. And I used a safety razor all the time.
What did you have to sharpen that?
Big razor. We had a razor hone and a razor strop. Hone the razor good and then strop it. And that's put the keen edge on.
Yes, sir.
Knock all the wire edge off, you see. That's what the strong's for.
Right.
It puts the keen edge to it.
I see.
Well, that's the same way by my pocket knife. I wet my knife or file it or something other. Then I put it on a slick stone, knock the wire edge off, and I got a cutting knife.
I see. Say if a man was going to go hunting, if he was using a shotgun, he would use a shell in his shotgun. But if he was going to use a pistol or a rifle, he'd use a
cutting.
Have you ever done any hunting?
Yeah, I have. Not too much, I never did. But I can do well. I got a boy that was really loves it.
Right.
He did, I think he still does.
Yes, I see. When you were a young boy, did y'all ever have anything like a long board where one boy could sit on one end and one on the other and then you'd go?
Seesaw.
Right.
Yeah, seesaw.
Y'all made those?
Yeah, and we made something better than that.
What was that?
Blinds in.
What was that like?
That's a stump, level stump. Or sit down or big something like a cross tie. And take a bolt and drive down through the center, round bolt, bore hole or something like that. Put your bolt in. And then one get on one end of it, one the other. And then one get, push them around.